If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3, good love, good love, good love. I want to feel it so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we're going to empower you. That's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about a doctor who proves vaccines cause diabetes and other disorders. We're going to talk about this documentation after documentation. You're going to be amazed. Also, we're going to be talking about bladder dysfunction and some other things and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. As we got Memorial Day coming up here, we got to make sure we thank those who have served, thinking of them, lifting them and their families up in prayer. So I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. And today's devotional puts us in Acts 16, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and all thy house. And in John 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily I say unto you, except a man be born again, he can't enter the kingdom of God. And in John 14, Jesus also said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So amen to that. Seek the Lord's face, find time, because that's the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, quack report is brief, Frank. This is last but not least here. All right, new study confirms junk food takes years off your life. Absolutely. It's a study that you should keep in mind the next time that you are, you know, trying to, you know, rationalize, should I eat that or should I not eat that? These were researchers that looked at 45,000 healthy middle-aged people and determined the risks of consuming junk food. So they measured their intake of about 3,000 foods that they categorized into grouping and how they progressed. So what they found is those who ate ultra-processed type foods had a higher risk of death. And they also specifically found that an increased 10% of the amount of junk food a person consumes increases also the 14% increase, anyway, from 10 to 14% increases your risk of death when you eat these highly processed junk food diets. Also could reduce your lifespan by 8 years. Their findings were in the Journal of Internal Medicine, the Journal of Medical Association's Internal Medicine Journal. Get that right. Also, they did look at other factors like gender, smoking, and your physical activity and obesity. But they said junk food, diet, you know, lifestyle is the reason. And it is the reason I keep saying it, which put in your body has an impact. And that wraps the quack report. Well, Frank over here is calling me a slacker because my cracker was a bit brief. Oh, Frank. Dear Frank. I always try to find good things for the quacker, and if I can't find things that meet my expectations, they're not in there. That's how it goes. All right, we're going to be talking about this doctor is proving vaccines cause diabetes, among other things. This is going to be quite the report. There's an online publication called Diabetes in Control. It reported on scientific research proving some vaccines increase the risk of developing type 2 diabetes by about 50%. So the modern medicine really has witnessed an explosion in diabetic disease, and it claims, you know, it's really from faulty organs, you know, it's all your fault, or genetics, which is all your fault, or maybe it's your diet, which is all your fault. So medicine says it's all your fault that you are diabetic. Now, in some cases, that may be true, but however, in this peer review research, it's saying that the cause in many instances is from medicine itself. So there has been this rise in childhood diabetes, which correlates with the increased use of vaccines. So we're going to take a look at the latest accumulation of these reports and find out more. Now, this was a study. This was research done by Dr. Bartholomew Klassen. He got published in April 8, 2008. It was in the Open Endocrinology Journal and also in the Journal of Molecule and Genetic Medicine, republished May 12th of 2014. And in his research, this is over 13 years old, by the way, and he's got older research as well, but we'll get to that in a minute. So this is old research that's been out there, which we have to realize that a lot of doctors may have read these reports, this research, yet vaccines are still being given to children. Here's what Klassen stated May 2014. He says, convincing evidence that the rapid increase in the number of vaccines given to U.S. children has now created a state of immune overload in a majority of patients and is being manifested by epidemics of diabetes, obesity, and autism. End of quote. So Dr. Klassen's research seems to be quite complete, indicating there is evidence that a large segment of the autism cases also called the epidemic in the report. It's an epidemic in autism. He says it's linked to type 1 also diabetes, and both, he said, are prompted by an inflammatory autoimmune component. So the inflammation, he says, is linked to vaccines. Well, let's look at the diabetic epidemic for a moment, because it would appear, scientifically speaking, that when patients get vaccinated, it can create in some individuals what is called a hyperactive immune system response, and it produces autoimmune destruction of insulin-secreting cells. So in other patients, it can create an increased production of cortisol and then suppress immune system molecules, which causes a vaccine-induced inflammation, which leads to type 2 diabetes, obesity, and even metabolic syndrome. Here is a quote from Dr. Clausen's report. This report provides a review of the evidence that the vaccines are causing an epidemic of insulin-dependent diabetes type 1, obesity, and non-insulin-dependent diabetes type 2, end of quote. And there's been other studies in other countries that are backing him up. In the Italian study, if Clausen's research isn't enough to convince medical professionals what's going on, there was a study that appeared August 2011 in the Journal of Pediatric Endocrinology and Metabolism on pages 455 and 456, and it reported additional evidence that there is a real link between vaccinations and childhood obesity, diabetes, and metabolic syndrome. So this research also used a large group of a study which confirmed Clausen's findings. So this report stated it was an alarming trend that vaccines were causing an epidemic of illness, and that was from an Italy study. So you've got established clinical evidence here, you know, it double-blind peer review, the whole shebang. And there are many other clinical studies done by credible scientists and physicians showing your vaccines are the culprit. So when medicine knows it is the cause of, and it continues to use the treatment, which can threaten life or even shorten it, well, that's called an assault, an intentional assault. So here's a list. It's not complete, but here's a list of some other studies confirming Clausen's research. I mean, there's a mountain of it. Okay, but I'm just going to give you a few. This was in the Diabetes and Metabolic Syndrome Clinical Research and Review Journal, December 8, 2008, said link between vaccination and childhood obesity, diabetes, and metabolic syndrome. Asians and non-white minorities are at a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes, where Caucasians are at a higher risk of developing type 1 diabetes and autoimmune disease from vaccines. Then the Open Endocrinology Journal, also April 8, 2008, they said evidence of a link between vaccination and epidemics of childhood obesity, type 2 diabetes, metabolic syndrome, high blood pressure, and altered blood lipids. They say Asians and non-white minorities at a higher risk than whites, at a higher risk of diabetes and autoimmune syndrome from vaccines. So, you know, it's repetitive confirmation that coming out of these reports. Then in the Open Pediatric Medicine Journal, February 2nd, 2008, page 7 through 10, they said children of diabetics have extremely high risk of developing vaccine-induced type 1 diabetes, insulin-dependent diabetes, especially from the HIV vaccine, which is your influenza B vaccine. A large Swedish study also confirmed these findings and showed that your influenza B vaccine disrupted immunity, caused autoimmunity to the pancreas islet cells, which make insulin. So the vaccine attacks the pancreas. Wow. Then in the Open Pediatric Medicine Journal, February 2nd, 2008, pages 1 through 6, they produced evidence that the hepatitis B vaccine caused type 1 insulin-dependent diabetes. Then a peer review paper in the Journal of Pediatric Endocrinology and Metabolism, May 26, 2003, showed that several common pediatric vaccines cause type 1 insulin-dependent diabetes, which occurs 2 to 4 years after vaccination. The research was consistent with cluster groups of infections and progressed to the disease development. In a peer review paper in the Journal of Autoimmunity, July 31st, 2002, It showed that not only common pediatric vaccines cause internal medicine disorders like diabetes, autoimmune disease, and obesity, it also found it to happen after influenza shots, you know, your vaccines, your flu shots. And then getting to the military here for a second, military vaccines also increase risk of insulin-dependent diabetes among recruits and is higher in women at 5.5 times compared to men at 2.5 times higher. The risk is especially high after getting an anthrax vaccine, as data showed after the Persian Gulf War. The vaccine also increases risk of Lou Gehrig's disease, and the results were published in the Clinical Practice of Alternative Medicine, December 27, 2001. Well, and then they did a survey of doctors in 2001. In May 2001, there was this physician survey given after the physicians were exposed to the data regarding vaccines and diabetes. Now, at the time, physicians expressed concern that vaccines were causing chronic disease in patients. Dr. Clausen did present facts at the American College of Advancement in Medicine in Nashville, Tennessee. He presented a randomized clinical trial of a large group in Finland showing that post-influenza vaccines, 17% of the patients developed diabetes within 10 years. He showed that patients who received the newer, more advanced, and potent influenza vaccines, the rate increased to 25%. So the data from other vaccines he showed was also presented, and this came from the CDC Resource Center. So the CDC had all this too, which supported all the clinical trial findings. Dr. Clausen showed doctors that common vaccines were not only causing insulin-dependent diabetes, but a wide range of diseases, including autism, allergies, asthma, type 2 diabetes, and autoimmune disorders. So after the presentation, the physicians were asked if they agreed that based on the evidence presented that vaccines cause chronic internal medicine disease. And here's a quote from Dr. Clausen. He said, "The survey showed that our findings and the findings of others, which indicate vaccines cause chronic disease, is well documented and accepted in the medical community." End of quote. So the doctors agreed at this presentation that that was fact. Well, there's some other findings. Because it's kind of astounding, if you think of it, that all this clinical data is proving vaccines are dangerous and cause harm, and it's largely ignored by the medical establishment, politicians that create vaccine mandates, and our legal system. Right? Well, in November, on November 4th, 1998, there was this report presented to the 62nd annual meeting of the American College of Rheumatology in San Diego, California. In this meeting, evidence was presented that the hepatitis B vaccine causes rheumatic diseases like lupus and arthritis. They also presented confirming data from Canada. So it wasn't just one source. Also, tuberculosis BCG vaccine has been reported out of Quebec, Canada. It causes diabetes in children, and it's given at 1 year of age. And that was reported November 1998. And pertussis vaccine was reported from Sweden. It was a report that was published in the Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine, 1998, volume 152, page 734 and 738. And it was linked, they said the pertussis vaccine is linked to asthma and allergies in 10% of patients ages 2.5 years of age. So according to Dr. Clausen, he says, the current data shows that vaccines are much more dangerous than the public is led to believe, and adequate testing has never been performed, even in healthy subjects, to indicate that there is an overall improvement in health from immunizations. The current practice of vaccinating diabetics as well as their close family members is a very risky practice. End of quote. So he's showing us that, you know, if your parents are diabetic, the children most likely are going to have predestined diabetes, but you give them vaccines, they're definitely going to be diabetic. Probably get a worse form of diabetes is what he's saying. So we're living in an age where we got to protect and defend. You know, you're hearing this more and more, aren't you? It's really a kind of a sad reality that we have to protect ourselves from an industry promoted to heal the sick and dying. Vaccines and prescription medications are proving to be more dangerous than we thought. Therefore, it's real important to educate ourselves, execute and use alternative therapies, and stand our ground to defend our position, our right to be well, right? Absolutely. So the cleanse and nourish approach is very beneficial at removing accumulative residues from toxins, drugs, and vaccines. You might want to give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Ask about their organ cleansing, their immune boosting formulas, and their metabolic strengthening herb formulas. You can call them toll free in the United States and Canada. The number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. They do have a web address, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless because you're taking the power back. That's what you're doing. And also you might want to check out two products, the skin poultice and the blood cleanse formula to reverse a vaccine. But you should use it as soon as you get vaccinated if you have to be vaccinated. I don't recommend vaccines, but if you have no choice, there are situations where you might not have a choice. Some people, you know, especially in the medical field, if they want to keep their job, they have to take the flu vaccines. Parents, if they want to keep custody of their kids, have to get the vaccines. If you travel overseas, for work, you may have to be vaccinated going to a certain area. So to keep your job, once again, you may need to get vaccinated. So there's lots of reasons why you'll be in a rock and a hard place, and this offers you a way out. So you want to use those two things immediately. You don't wait a few days after the vaccine was given. You want to use it immediately the day the vaccine's given if you want to reverse it. So thepowerherbs.com, that is their skin poultice product and their blood cleanse product. You could just ask about it. Also, this is a great time to take advantage of their Memorial Day sale, and you'll save 20% on your order of $50 or more now through the 27th of May. So take advantage of that. It's a store-wide sale. It's automatically in your cart on the line. So if you want to get the sale over the phone, you can definitely get the discount over the phone. And if you prefer to mail in your order, you can do so and get it postmarked before the end of the sale on the 27th to take advantage of that. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Definitely professional strength herbal formulas that you're not going to find in stores. This is what practitioners use. So, hey, get the good stuff. If you're on their website, do sign up for the newsletters. They're awesome. You can sign up for free, no subscription fee, and get health information in your email each and every week. Of course, you have to have email to get them. They are not mailed to you. Sorry about that, through the snail mail. But if you have email, you can sign up there at thepowerherbs.com. Let's see, Frank, Frank, are you still there? Frank, wake up. Frank is sleeping. He called me a slacker earlier. Do you want to learn about bladder control? Of course you do. No, you don't. Okay. How about childhood cancer? You want to learn about that? He's thinking. More energy. Oh, Frank, that's easy. More energy is so easy. Okay, if you can handle the stimulation of your ginsengs, either Siberian or American, that'll give your cells stamina, and it'll give you more energy. You know, if you're needing more minerals, sometimes minerals, the lack of minerals will slow you down too. So use your Celtic sea salt, and get that energy level pumped up. So you know, getting regular exercise also helps. Sometimes we kind of neglect that. So you have to work on getting that in at least 30 minutes each day. So get that cardio going, and that will also give you more energy and keep you awake and fall asleep. All right, We're going to talk a little bit about bladder function anyway, Frank, because a lot of times I get calls about this. It's a world global problem. I mean, the Asian population, I mean, I think there's more adult diapers in their landfill than there is baby diapers. So we got an international incontinence problem. It's such a problem. There's an international incontinence society. So it kind of started in the 60s, but, you know, the membership has ballooned. So scientific medicine says there's this prevalence for, as we age, to have these types of conditions of dysfunction. They expect it as we get older. Now, it's common, but it's not normal. I want you to get used to thinking that way. We got to change our mindset. Just because we're getting older doesn't mean it's going to happen, that it's normal. No, it's common, but it's not normal. There's ways to strengthen the body. So if you have bladder problems out there, U.S. National Library of Medicine, Institutes of Health say bladder problems fall under urology, the urologist's category. It is well known that if you get bladder dysfunction, it can cause a lot of social stress and even financial stress. So the type of dysfunction can vary. You can have mild to severe. And about 1 in 20 people, or 13 million Americans, have incontinence problems. We spend over $11 billion every year on this condition at doctor's offices. Men and women tend to experience bladder problems. Women, a little slightly more, you know, because of childbearing issues. And menopause, usually the peak of menopause is when women start to have these problems. So for women, the prevalence of moderate bladder problems, it's kind of happened now for younger women ages before menopause. So that's kind of a shocker to see that younger women having it. About 17% of younger women are having incontinence. And they're saying it gets more severe the older you are. They see a lot in women over 60. Men have a lower risk of incontinence compared to women, about 3% to 11% overall. And men will have, if they do have severe bladder issues, usually happens when they're in their 80s, so a little further down the road for them. So stress seems to be a factor for men and women with regard to incontinence. And women tend to have these spikes, these episodes of incontinence, whereas men, it tends to be more of a steady increase problem. So if you haven't, there's been a lot of incontinence studies done. So based on 11 of them, if you'll have low risk of incontinence, about 10% if your ages are between 15 to 19. It moderate risk of 18% if you're 20 to 24. And severe, 17% of women ages 60 and men ages 70 to 80 can have incontinence issues. So a little higher incidence there between moderate and severe. And we're going to talk about what we can do about that on the other side of this break. So don't go anywhere.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death.
New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Go Green. Herb Talk Live Green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663. Or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about bladder dysfunction. If you know somebody that has this problem, we're going to get to some solutions for this. Like I said, women more prone to it than men. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, you'll go through the drug therapy and then you go to the surgery. That's usually the course that modern medicine sends you through. Conditions that can bring about or worsen incontinence, though, especially in men, are a prostate problem where they've had to have surgery. So prostate surgery can make incontinence worse for them. Also, neurological injury like a stroke or a trauma can make this worse as well. Now, the Cochrane Systematic Review reported in 2015 that with female stress-induced incontinence, that women they need to make more informed decisions before they have any surgery whatsoever. So the review was stressing maybe doing abdominal exercises to strengthen the pelvic floor. It may be a better option, they were saying, rather than having bladder surgery that can offer less than optimal results, is how they put it. Here's what they said in the report. Over the last few years, many questions have been raised about the safety of incontinence surgery due to implants like artificial mesh. There have been a number of reports of women suffering pain and injury after surgery due to the devices used of non-absorbable plastic. And this has resulted in worldwide court actions and in some countries suspending the practice of use. End of quote. So, yeah, you always do your homework before you have something artificial done. Also, Dr. Abigail Ford of Bradford Teaching Hospital says women need to be aware of less evasive alternatives before contemplating any type of surgery. So do look into all your options, is what she's saying. And it's really obvious that if there was really no long-term trial done on a lot of these devices they're using in surgery, surgical implant devices for incontinence, if there's no long-term clinical trials proving they work, they're safe. Here's one physician who said this. This is Dr. Joseph Gore. This is a gynecologist, and he is not a big proponent for the incontinence surgery. Hang on one second. I got to get my document here. And he says this. We need to know more about what happens to women in long term. This review found 35 trials carried out more than 5 years ago. And if women in these trials were to be followed up, we would have much more knowledge about the long term operation, how it lasts, any critical important information on side effects. So what he's saying is there was no follow up, no long term review on these implants, which, common sense would say, hey, do your homework, do your due diligence before you start putting that stuff out there. So here are some of the causes of incontinence, some of the several reasons why we develop incontinence. We may have a lot of stress, especially in the pelvic area. We could be overweight. It could be a result of childbirth. It could be a urinary tract infections. If you get a lot of those, it can lead to incontinence. Diseases like cancer or nervous systems like Parkinson's, MS, stroke, or diabetes can also contribute, as well as bowel congestion, kidney or bladder stones, prostate infection or surgery, cancer treatments like radiation, and also alcoholism. So if you get stress incontinence, especially in women, it's very common, especially if she has had children. So the pelvic floor takes a lot of pressure after childbirth. Even coughing and sneezing and lifting something heavy can cause leakage. So smoking is also going to make your stress incontinence worse because you tend to cough. So there you go. So basically, you can contact somebody that's experienced. Don't have to go to a physical therapist. I don't think you would have to do that because they're $100 an hour. Find maybe a yoga specialist who knows a lot about strengthening the pelvic floor. There ought to be some exercises. Maybe you can pick up some books and videos on that and see how it goes. Well, let's talk about the constipation factor, because a lot of times that can play into it. Constipation in the United States is really a serious problem. It is estimated 4 million Americans, 1 in 61 adults, has constipation. And we spend about $2 million at the hospital every year on complications from constipation. Very common, but it's not normal. And we have to use, laxatives, we're told, to move the bowel. But you don't have to rely on laxatives. There's other things that can stimulate the bowel nerve endings to move the colon muscle without creating it to be lazy and dependent on the laxative, okay? Because when you get a lazy dependent bowel, that's a problem down the road. So laxatives, if you use them on a regular basis, they do offer the risk that the bowel becomes dependent on them. So the elderly tend to suffer from constipation, and often people over 65, they start using a lot of these medications and over-the-counters to move them. So having a sluggish bowel and experience constipation more than occasionally, it tends to be a sign of an imbalance that increases your risk of a lot of other diseases, because this is your last stop of toxin removal we're talking about. We got to have a free flow of toxins leaving the body. And if you look at the medical journals, they'll tell you. Moving twice a week. So we're supposed to move 2 to 3 times a day, not twice a week. So don't listen to that, you know, the medical definition of constipation, because they don't know. So if you have a sluggish bowel, it's going to be an imbalance. And, oh, Frank says my sound off, Frank? You can't hear me? Hello, Frank? He says my sound is off. All right. I'll keep going unless you say something to me. So having a sluggish bowel and experiencing constipation more than occasionally is going to be a problem. If constipation is left unchecked, unresolved, it does lead to death. It'll shorten your lifespan. About 30 people a year actually die from constipation. So in 2016, there was this Yale University report. They discovered and the cause of constipation, and according to them, well, they didn't have a clear cause, and they blamed it on possibly a herpes infection. My goodness. They published their report in the Journal of Cell Host and Microbe, and they claim the herpes virus can spread from the spinal cord area to the genitals and then to the colon and kill the nerve endings that tend to move the bowel. Well, possibly, but that's not the common reason people have constipation. So according to their findings, if it isn't junk science, they say that people who have contracted, let's say, the chickenpox or Epstein-Barr virus or the cytomegalovirus virus or other members of the herpes family of viruses could have an unexplained constipation issue. But constipation, the constipation rate is worse than having a viral issue like that. So here's some of the causes of constipation. All right. Low fiber in the diet. If you're eating an all-protein diet, that's one of the reasons you're constipated. If you're eating a lot of mucusy-causing foods like dairy products, it slows the bowel down, bogs it down. If you're taking a lot of pain medications like narcotics, that will slow the bowel down. It really slow you down to almost a complete halt. If you don't have regular exercise going on, if you're taking antidepressants, if you're on antacids, if you take blood pressure prescriptions, antihistamines, cold medications like decongestants, calcium with iron supplements, and of course these are isolated derivatives. They're not whole food supplements we're talking about. And also, if you're taking a rotavirus vaccine, well, that will lock your bowel up in a skinny minute. So this can be resolved, though. I understand that people feel that they have tried many things, medications and therapies, and they haven't been successful to resolve their incontinence or their constipation. Well, the first thing that I tend to do is I avoid the most common culprits that can cause the conditions. So, and a lot of times it's foods that will slow down transit time in the bowel and also firm up the stool. Like bananas will do that. They'll kind of slow transit time. Cooked carrots will do that. Milk and cheese and chocolate all will slow the transit time in the bowel and can constipate you if you're overdoing those types of foods. So you want to keep a food journal maybe, and check to see how your elimination is going, because you may, you know, a lot of times we're allergic to our diet and it's causing a malfunction. So bowel cleansing is often a great way to remove a lot of old deposits that accumulate in the bowel that can cause the problems as well. So if you got, you know, drug residues, heavy metals from vaccines, if you're going through a lot of radiation, like treatments or even x-rays at the dentist, you get radioactive particles that kind of, they work their way down to the bowel and your body's trying to eliminate them. So, but if you can't, because you don't have good bowel elimination, then you'll definitely want to do some cleansing and eliminate and pull those out. Also for the incontinence issue, we have varied reasons for that dysfunction. And you want to work through them one at a time, you know, process of elimination. Sometimes impurities and irritants can cause that problem. So cleansing the urinary, the kidney, bladder area is a good place to start as well. So cleanse and nourish the system. So you're getting the toxins out, the irritations out, and you're putting in the nutrition so the cells can rebuild and regenerate. So cleanse and nourish, cleanse and nourish. It's not rocket science. It's not hard. It's not complicated. And it's definitely not expensive, but it's working. It's working. So the powerherbs.com, if you want to check out, they have their bowel cleanse kits there. They have their kidney bladder cleanse kits. They have all kinds of cleansing, and they show you how to do those cleanses in a safe and effective way. You do not have to stay near a bathroom, okay? So you're not going to have, like, turbo bowel or anything when you do your bowel cleanse. Also, with your kidney bladder cleanse, you may urinate a little more frequently, but then again, we are getting rid of impurities when we do that. So thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. And of course, take advantage of their Memorial Day sale, save 20%, good time to get your cleanses and save 20%. And I know people ask me, you know, when's a good time to cleanse? A good time to cleanse is just, you can cleanse anytime. Most people pick a season, spring, fall, winter, summer, whatever fits their schedule. I would definitely say don't cleanse during holiday seasons, you know, like, you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving. It's too hectic and you're eating more of the things you normally wouldn't eat. Also, I wouldn't cleanse during a summer vacation if you're away from home because you're too distracted and you'll forget. So cleanse and nourish is very basic. It's using God's medicinal herbs, which he says are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So give him a call, 866-229-3663. Get a free product catalog because your cleanses are listed in there in the order in which you should do them. Bowel cleanse is always the one we start with. Urinary tract, kidney bladder is the second one. So if you got an incontinence issue now, you can definitely do the kidney bladder one first and then back up and do the bowel, because these are the last stops of impurities leaving the body. So you can work with those. And if you have questions, give them a call, 866-229-3663. All right, we got a few minutes. We're going to talk about a little bit of the childhood cancer problem that we have as a nation. According to cancer.gov, they say, although cancer in children is rare, it is a death by disease past infancy among children in the U.S. So we're going to find out a little bit about that. According to Roswell Park Cancer Institute, this is a research facility on cancer. Five of the most common cancers that children tend to develop is leukemia, brain tumors, neuroblastomas, which is involving your adrenal glands, Wills tumors, which happen around the abdomen, and lymphoma. So, you know, why are our kids experiencing these types of cancers? Well, some of the potential causes are, in infants and kids, there seems to be a link to vaccines. So with the vaccines came a rise in the cancer rates in kids. So when we consider the level of toxicity that's included in your vaccine, it becomes very clear that the human body is reacting to these serums that are including human and animal DNA, as well as other unhealthy chemicals. So here is an incomplete list of what could be in your childhood vaccines. Monkey kidney tissue, mouse brain and mouse viruses, cow tissue, goat tissue, pig tissue, human fetus tissue, mercury, known as thimerosal, aluminum, formaldehyde, which is a carcinogenic used for embalming, phenylethylene glycol antifreeze, otherwise acetone, nail polish remover, and viruses and bacterias. Oh, yay. I'm going to put that in that kit. I don't think any good parent or even a health professional, for that matter, if they looked at that seriously, would put these ingredients on a plate and feed it to a child, let alone inject it into a child. But makes you wonder how modern medicine can proclaim that these toxic ingredients promote life, protect life, promote health, and protect health from disease. The truth is, we know from a lot of courageous scientists and physicians, as well as natural health professionals, that have informed us that vaccines are really biological weapons causing serious injury and death. So the deadly results can be immediate or it can take decades to appear, as we found from Dr. Clausen's report. So a very good argument is that, you know, if a parent or a family member injected a child or any person, let's say with mercury, acetone, aluminum, antifreeze, or formaldehyde, that would be considered a criminal assault, and that person would be arrested and jailed. But if physicians or nurses administer that same deadly cocktail, it's considered necessary treatment for the better good of humanity. Think about that for a minute. Here is a quote from thetruthaboutcancer.com. They say, between 1990 and 2008, the U.S. government, through the VAERS, this is your vaccine reporting center, their database, actually, on reported cases of vaccine injury were at 238,755 reported cases. The FDA estimates that 90% of vaccine reactions go unreported. So this would suggest the actual number of vaccine injury to be 2.4 million. That's a lot of injured people. So we've made medicine a political thing. That's what we have. Here is a quote from Dr. David Arub. He is a medical doctor, a radiologist in Springfield, Illinois. He says, I am no longer trying to dig up evidence to prove vaccines cause autism. There is already abundant evidence. This debate is not scientific, it's political, end of quote. And this is a quote from the National Institute of Health, December 2003. The only safe vaccine is one that is never used. Yep, that was also quoted by Dr. James Shannon. He also was director of the National Institute of Health. And then also Ty Bollinger, who was the author of The Truth About Cancer, says, we are taught to blindly trust doctors, but the facts prove they no longer deserve our trust. Well, to be truthful about it, doctors can be in the dark just as much as patients. Now, if they're reading the medical journal literature and they know, I mean, if I can dig it up, why can't they find it, right? You know, so are they doing their due diligence to protect their patients? So, if you got these deadly ingredients in vaccines and they're known to medical science and some health professionals to cause damage or have the potential to expose us to serious injury and death, why is the practice not stopped? Well, it's really about money, isn't it? That's right. Children are really sacrificed on the altar of greed every day this way. People who do not love truth love death. All right. Here is a quote. This is from the American Academy of Pediatrics, 1996. They had this paper that was called Aluminum Toxicity in Infants and Children. And in the first paragraph, it said, quote, aluminum is now being implicated as interfering with a variety of cellular and metabolic processes in the nervous system and in other tissues. So this would be the reason you have autism and other neurological problems down the road. So this answers the question why the differing health problems by vaccines and why not all of the children are suffering from the same condition. Pediatricians and medical physicians who are treating patients should really band together and refuse to vaccinate their patients. So the main reason they don't do this is because the pharmaceutical industries pay the health authorities like the AMA and your politicians to forbid that from happening and threatening health professionals with the loss of their income and their license. And lawsuits and license to practice medicine to be revoked or blackballed from employment are the result why we are still vaccinating children with these ingredients. So here's a quote from Lawrence Pavesky. He's a medical pediatrician. He says, we have no scientific studies in infants, children, or adults to help us understand the nature, the progression of Th1, Th2, and Th3 immune responses to any of the injected materials in vaccines, end of quote. So we're blind. We're flying blind, he says here. We have no idea what will happen to these kids or adults injecting them with this stuff. So, and Pavlovsky's statement is corroborated by Dr. Judy Mike Hoffigat's statement when she said vaccines are really biological agents and are not required to be tested like drugs are for safety. She meant it. So just think about the ingredients they include now in your vaccines to produce this strong immune system response when science states it has no clue what's happening to you. Doctors are saying we have no clue what will happen to you. All right, so here are some of the things with the nervous system you can result the neurological membranes, the myelin sheath, or a lot of neurological damage from vaccines, learning disabilities, nervous system disorders, of course, death. When you use formaldehyde agents, they create cancer potential. So you get nervous system dysfunction, insomnia, headaches, nausea, as well as nosebleeds and skin rashes. So, you know, if you don't come down with something immediately after you get vaccinated, medicine is hard-pressed to say that's what caused it. But you can have these things, you know, 10 years down the road happen to you. Also, when you look at these kids that have childhood cancer and they get all these treatments on top of the vaccines they've had, they typically don't survive but 5 years. So, and that is all over the place. The CDC has that. A lot of these hospitals that specialize in cancer know this as well. So I want to leave you with this. Do some research with Windsor Medical University in Quebec, Canada. They discovered in 2012 dandelion root kills all known cancer cells. Dandelion root. Check that out. And I'm out of time, and everybody have fantastic Memorial Day weekend. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.